when people think of someone with Alzheimer's, when you think of your mother, of course, she's intimate with you, so you particularly suffer her difficulty. But someone who's not related to her in that intimate sense, just looking at her as she is, you say, would feel more of something relative to themselves, that how fearful they think it must be to be losing awareness of the world and losing memory and losing the ability to think. To the waking ego, this sounds like perhaps the worst suffering, you see? And yet, every night, you easily, generally speaking at any rate, unless you have some problem, easily fall to sleep and relinquish every thought, every sensation, every relationship. In fact, you relinquish the entire world in a moment without the slightest concern. And in fact, you do so with a feeling of pleasure and ease, generally speaking. Why is it so easy to go to sleep, you see? Why is it so pleasurable, in fact, unless you're otherwise disturbed by something, to go to sleep or even to anticipate going to sleep? Why don't people feel the same thing about death or even the process of Alzheimer's? Putting aside the evident suffering shown in such cases, I'm talking about just the fundamental notion of the basic thing that's going on there, the loss of the ability even to conceive of the existence of the world, you see. But you do this every day. And that's what's going on with your mother. And there are some outer difficulties, whatever they may be in her case, that you observe. But fundamentally, she is going through the same kind of process that anyone goes through when they go to sleep. It's just something that takes time and shows disabling effects in the domain of mind and body. And so it seems simply to be a kind of suffering, and certainly there's a suffering in the body and the mind themselves, but the root person, or the person at the root, is prior to the body-mind, and is always something like a sleep, and effectively isn't suffering that process. It's the body-mind that's suffering that process, not the root consciousness, not the root of existence. Just the body-mind, you see.